A Story Without a Title by Anton Chekhov. Part 1. In the 5th century, just as now, the sun rose every morning and every evening retired to rest. In the morning, when the first rays kissed the dew, the earth revived, the air was filled with the sounds of rapture and hope, while in the evening the same earth subsided into silence and plunged into gloomy darkness. One day was like another, one night like another. From time to time a storm cloud raised up, and there was the angry rumble of thunder, or a negligent star fell out of the sky, or a pale monk ran to tell the brotherhood that not far from the monastery he had seen a tiger. And then was all, and then each day was like the next. The monks worked and played, and their father superior played on the organ, made Latin verses, and wrote music. The wonderful old man possessed an extraordinary gift. He played on the organ with such art that even the oldest monks, whose hearing had grown somewhat dull towards the end of their lives, could not restrain their tears when the sounds of the organ floated from his cell. When he spoke of anything, even of the most ordinary things, for instance, of the trees, of the wild beasts, or of the sea, they could not listen to him without a smile or tears, and it seemed that the same chords vibrated in his soul as in the organ. If he were moved to anger or abandoned himself to intense joy, or began speaking of something terrible or grand, then a passionate inspiration took possession of him. Tears came into his flashing eyes, his face flushed, and his voice thundered. And as the monks listened to him, they felt that their souls were spellbound by his inspiration. At such marvelous, splendid moments, his power over them was boundless, and if he had bidden his elders flying themselves into the sea, they would all, every one of them, have hastened to carry out his wishes. His music, his voice, his poetry, in which he glorified God, the heavens, and the earth, were a continual source of joy to the monks. It sometimes happened that through the monotony of their lives, they grew weary of the trees, the flowers, the spring, the autumn. Their ears were tired of the sound of the sea, and the sound of the birds seemed tedious to them. But the talents of their father superior were as necessary to them as their daily bread.